You're tuned to The Drive on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back. I am Dale Raleigh. He is Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Matt, typically on Tuesdays, we do waiver wires. But at this point in the season, I don't know if there's a ton on the waiver wire. We could talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. But I wanted to pick a DFS lineup for the Thursday night games.
Oh, throw me a curveball here.
Give us a little something to watch on Thursday with Turkey. Just to pull back the curtain here, we're doing shows today and tomorrow. Tomorrow will be our last show for the week, so we'll do our regular DFS lineup for Sunday on Wednesday, which is going to be a little interesting.
Bonkers, yeah. But okay.
So we won't have a show Thursday or Friday because of the holiday, so I thought we'd pick a DFS lineup for the three Thursday night games today to give us a little something to watch. And, you know, maybe people might want
to... If I were a listener to The Drive, I'd be like, thanks. That gives me someone to put a couple...
Absolutely, because...
Go put a lineup in and give us something to root for.
We're now 8-3 picking DFS lineups this weekend, this season. Yeah. I mean, we're killing it.
The standard is a standard.
Yeah, absolutely. looking at the defenses this week, as we always start with the defenses, you got the Cowboys at 3,700, the Bills at 3,400, the Vikings at 2,700, the Patriots on the other side of that at 3,000, the Giants at 2,400, and the Lions at 2,100. I feel kind of good about the Vikings.
Yeah, I was kind of leaning that way as well. I can't see New England putting up many points at all.
I just don't see it.
At home. Yeah, I think that's a solid start.
That's 3,100. Giants. Saves us a little bit of money there, but yeah, I can't go with any of those other.
Yeah, offense. Giants and Detroit are no's for me.
Yeah. I mean, I could see maybe.
Let's start with the Vikes.
Maybe playing the Patriots, but it only saves you $100 from the Vikings, and I think the Vikings are the better pick.
I mean, this is a different situation for us. I mean, road Thursday games are not where I like to put my money, that's for sure. But Buffalo's a big favorite in Detroit, too. You know,
yeah. And are they really the road team? Because they just played a game in Detroit.
Right. Let's start with the Vikes and go from there.
Okay. You want to go quarterback or tight end next?
Your call.
Let's go quarterback since it is such a short. I mean, there's only so many opportunities here. So, So you got Josh Allen at 8,000 against Detroit.
He's going to be light years more than everybody else.
Next up is Dak Prescott at 6,200. You got Kirk Cousins at 5,600. Daniel Jones at 5,500. Jared Goff at 5,200. Mac Jones at 5,100.
Mac's the only one I would veto. That there's no case for. I mean, I think there's a chance we see Zappy. I mean, I think that's possible.
I think it's possible too, yeah.
Plus, I don't want the quarterback against our defense.
This is true. Do you pay down for Prescott or Cousins, or do you go with the chalk and go Allen at 8,000?
I was leaning towards Dak.
Okay. I'm not going to fight you on
that.
But
if we have money, yeah. I mean, Dak to me is noticeably better than Cousins. But if we can finagle this thing and come back to Allen, I'll love it. But
it would be nice.
Do you think he'll be? Will he be chalk?
I think you're casual.
You know, he's so expensive.
You're casual players. And again, we're in a double up here with almost 7,000 players. They don't typically. You don't typically get that many players in a game, so. We just got to finish in the top 50% here. So I don't hate it going with Dak.
That's my vote for now.
Okay, we'll put him in there and see where this goes. That leaves us with an average of 5,800 to spend on the rest of this. Let's move over to tight end here and see if we can. Well, the tight ends are cheap this week. You can get Hawkinson.
Real quickly, can I ask you a question real quick? We have 5,800 to spend. Is that translate to our normal Friday shows when we have $5,800 to spend, or
it's the same money? Yeah, no, it's the same.
I mean, they weighed it basically the same. Like,
yeah,
we're going to get the same quality players for $5,800 that we usually do.
Yeah, there just aren't as many of them. That's the problem.
Fewer to fix. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Where, you know, the intelligence of some people like us who might have a little more inside information or knowledge kind of gets thrown out the window here. TJ Hawkinson is $5,000 to lead the tight ends. Dalton Schultz is $3,800. Dawson Knox, $3,500.
He's come on a little bit.
He has.
Against a bad defense.
Hunter Henry, $3,100. Jonnu Smith, $33,000. Really no reason to go any lower than that.
No, I don't care about the Vikes guys. Yeah,
or
the
Detroit or anything
like
that.
Or the Lions guys.
Yeah.
Leaning towards Knox.
Schultz would give us a stack with Prescott, though, and it's only a $300 difference. Knox would get us, you know, if we pay down for Knox, it's, again, it's only $300, does that then get us maybe a chance at Diggs or something like that?
Maybe. It doesn't seem like Schultz should be that far behind Hawk.
It does. No, I hear you. If you look at his, the last couple of games here for Schultz, he's really kind of turned the corner here.
Pretty
a little
stable.
Bit.
Yeah.
Last week was 6 for 74. The week before that was 5 for 49. There were a couple games there in between that where he wasn't very good, but those were non-Dak games. You know, if you go back to week one, when Dak played, it was 7 for 62.
Here's my suggestion is let's put Schultz in. Let's go find a cheapy wide receiver.
Okay.
And then see where that leads.
Come
us.
Back and see where, yeah, I hear
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Good thought. Okay. Wide receiver. Justin Jefferson is number one at 8,200.
Let's not do that now. It started like the 4,500s or whatever.
Well, we don't have that many to pick from here, so we might as well list them
all. True. Okay, okay.
Diggs is 8,000. CeeDee Lamb is 7,100. Amon-Ra St. Brown is 6,600. Gabe Davis is 5,300. Jacoby Myers, 5,100. Darius Slayton is 5,000. Adam Thielen is 4,900. Michael Gallup is 4,600. Josh Reynolds, I don't know if he plays this week. He's questionable. 4,200. Yeah, yeah. Khalif Raymond, 4,100. Isaiah McKenzie, 4,000. Kenny Golladay, 3,700.
Wow.
Yeah. KJ Osborne, 3,600. Noah Brown, 3,500. Richie James, 3,400. Kendrick Bourne, 3,400. I think we're pretty much out of the – that's about the what you got this week.
Do you like anyone out of McKenzie, Osborne, Noah Brown?
McKenzie, Osborne, Noah Brown. Probably feel the best about McKenzie, but he's coming off a game where he had one target and did not catch a pass.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Osborne, is since Hawkinson came on board, has become kind of tough to play. He had 2 for 17 last week. Noah Brown, 2 for 42 last week.
He's had some moments this year, though.
He has, but if you're going to do that, why not just pay up the $4,600? It's $1,100 more to play Gallup.
I guess. I mean, the guys I liked best were St. Brown and Slayton for real guys.
Yeah. Well, let's put St. Brown and Slayton in and see where that puts us here. So Slayton gets us under budget at 5,000. That's great.
I say he was that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's now the we can number
average,
one.
Now we can average 6,380, almost $6,400 for our other players here.
Okay. Do you want to go to running backs, or do you want to put St. Brown in and see where that takes us?
St. Brown would put us at. We can average 6,300 then the rest of the way.
That's still a pretty big buck.
That's still
not bad. 45% of the share.
And you know, we could actually throw Gabe Davis in there at 5,300 to get on the other side of that Detroit defense.
Yeah, I'm not a Gabe Davis guy.
Against that Lions defense, he had 5 for 68 last week. If you look at, they're playing in the.
I think he's very boom bust.
The week before that, it was 6 for 93. 2 for 33, 2 for 35, 3 for 74, 3 for 171. Of course, against the Steelers, it's been.
This doesn't catch many passes.
But it's $5,300. If that lets us get two stud running backs,
Let's go to running backs first.
Okay.
Leave a receiver spot up.
Because he's
so
under
budget.
We got
Saquon Brown and Slayton in there.
He's under budget. Right? So you can get Saquon at 8,000. The Cowboys aren't great stopping the run, I might add. Mm-mm. Dalvin Cook at 7,400. Tony Pollard at 6,600. Ramondre Stevenson at 6,400. Jamal Williams at 5,900. You can get Zeke Elliott at 5,800. Devin Singletary at 5,700. DeAndre Swift at 5,600. Damian Harris at 5,500. Alexander Mattison, 4,800. Then you're into the James Cook is 4,400. That's about it for the guys. Josh Jackson is 4,100. Justin Jefferson is 4,000.
My four favorites were Stevenson, Pollard, Swift, and Cook.
We don't have to pay down here.
I didn't think so. I mean, I think.
Yeah. Now, Pollard is 6,600, so he would be over budget, as would Stevenson. We could actually afford both of those guys. We could go
We
could go Pollard, Stevenson.
I like it. I mean, Pollard's been phenomenal.
That puts us right on our budget number. That gives us then $6,400 to spend each on the other two positions. So if we did go, as I was saying, if we went with Gabe Davis at $5,300, we might be able to spend up. That would give us $7,500 to spend on our flex, which would get us Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, Ramondre Stevenson.
What if we did this?
Okay.
If we put Swift or Cook as our flex, could we get Stephon Diggs?
Swift or Cook? Okay, I'm going to put Swift in there. That gives us then a 1,900 remaining. Who would we then take out? You're talking about St. Brown as our most expensive guy.
I thought we needed a receiver. So.
That would get us, if we did that, it would get us any receiver we wanted.
You're saying
Diggs is.
Yeah, I was hoping to get
Diggs is 8,000.
St. Brown and Slayton.
Let me see let's see if we take. Okay, so I took St. Brown and Gabe Davis out of the lineup.
I forgot you had Gabe Davis in.
I just threw him in there just to see what it looked like. That gives us an average of 6,900. So if we went, you want to go Diggs? That's 8,000. That leaves us. That leaves us 5,800 to spend on the other receiver spot, which is Gabe Davis.
Okay, so what? I'm a little confused. That would be Dak, Schultz, Vikes, Stevenson, Pollard.
That's I put Jamal Williams in there instead of Pollard. Wait a second, that changes things a little bit. Who Stevenson was who I wanted in there. Yeah, that leaves us at 5,300, which guess what, is exactly what Gabe Davis costs.
Interesting.
So you would have Prescott, Pollard, Stevenson, Slayton, Diggs, Gabe Davis, Dalton Schultz, DeAndre Swift, and the Vikings.
Interesting. I was kind of interested. So who's our flex?
Right now it's DeAndre Swift at 5,600.
Okay, cool. Run that lineup by me again, please.
Prescott at
Dak.
Prescott at quarterback, Pollard and Stevenson at the running back positions.
I really like that.
Slayton, Diggs. Right now I don't have anybody in that other receiver spot, but Gabe Davis is $5,300, and we have $5,300. Dalton Schultz at tight end, Swift at running back at $5,600 as the flex, and then the Vikings defense.
I think that's great. We could lock that up if you want with Davis, but I have one question first.
Okay.
How much more expensive is St. Brown than Davis?
$1,300.
Okay. So getting cheap at tight end
doesn't really
get us.
It's not going to get us.
Okay, I thought they might be.
Schultz is $3,800. We're not going to get much cheaper than that for a guy
who's
going to get five catches in this game.
Okay. I wanted to get St. Brown in the lineup, is my point. But
yeah. No, I
thought him and Davis would be $300 or $400 apart.
He's $6,600. They're right next to each other in the rankings, but there's a big drop off from St. Brown to Gabe Davis. Now you could get Jacoby Myers at $5,100 if you like him better than Davis or Thielen.
I don't either. No,
I think Davis gives you high upside.
Clearly above those guys. Yeah. Then we have both Bills receivers,
which
could be very nice against the Lions secondary in a dome.
in a dome on Thanksgiving when
All right, I'm going to try one more other thing here.
Okay.
If you turn Swift into Cook.
Swift into which Cook?
Little brother, Bill's Cook.
James Cook, 4,400. Okay.
Does Davis turn into St. Brown?
We're $100 short.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, well, $100 short.
I think they've told us what we should do then.
Yes, they've made this somewhere. Somebody, so I got to pull him out. Swift is 5,600. Now, if we went with Damian Harris, well, no, that doesn't get that. Never mind, that doesn't get us their money. I'm just looking here at who else we could throw in.
Was there a defense we were torn with? You know, that's $100 cheaper than the Vikes.
Yeah, the Patriots.
I would consider that. Would you rather have, okay, who are the three? Vikes, Swift, Gabe Davis.
See, I like Swift in this. I think this is a blow-up spot for Swift.
I do, too. Cook's just kind of a hunch for me.
Yeah. No, I hear you on that one.
Okay.
But Swift, I think Swift is, he has no injury designation this week.
No, I know.
And they're going to be behind.
Either, which is a lie. Yeah. But
They're going to be behind.
Okay, that's my last question, but I think we agree. Would you rather have Vikes, Swift, and Gabe, or Pat's little brother Cook and St. Brown? I think option A.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah,
I think Davis scores this week. Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm going to enter it. We're in.
Do it. We're
locked in. Cool. Locked and loaded.
Even though LASIK isn't covered by medical insurance, there are plenty of ways to maximize your resources. For instance, using your tax refund is a great way to pay. And remember, those funds accruing in your health savings and flexible spending accounts, those can be used towards LASIK too. The experts at Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery will help make your dreams of clear vision an affordable reality. Go to revisioneyes.com to schedule your consultation.
In terms of looking at waiver wire pickups this week, Matt, we've gone over a lot of these guys are not anybody that – these are guys we've talked about week after week after week after week at this point. But there are a couple of names out there that you look at and say, this is a new name. We did talk about this one guy a couple of weeks ago when he had a game, and we said put him on your watch list. DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah. I think he's their number one.
Yeah, I think so. That's two out of the last 3 weeks where he's been the guy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if people remember him coming out of college, but he was like a second-round talent that had some baggage and fell, you know. But he's not lacking talent is my point.
No, I hear you on that one. Isaiah Pacheco still only owned in 43.7% of ESPN leagues. That should change. I mean, he's the number one.
He's number one on a great offense, and they will run the ball sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
No, that's a crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rashad White, don't forget about him coming back off the bye. He's only owned in 34.4% of leagues, should be in leagues. We talked a little bit about Latavius Murray yesterday. He's now the only game in town. Chase Edmonds is hurt with a high ankle sprain, and they've released Melvin Gordon. The only other guy, they've got, the former
And Boone's even hurt.
Yeah. I mean, it's
his backfield.
It's his
not
backfield.
A great backfield to be the guy, but it's his backfield. And is he an RB2 now?
Yeah, that might be a little rich. They don't score.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he's a flex option based on volume, I think.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you can put him in your lineup.
Yeah. Samaje Perine's going to be a hot name. He's owned in 3.8% of leagues. Of course, Joe Mixon in concussion protocol. You should.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a 1 week fix if you get him, probably.
But if you got teams on a bye, you get an issue with a, I need
That's
somebody.
That's if there are buys this week.
Yeah.
They're at Tennessee this week.
Yeah, they're tough to run on.
I mean,
he'll catch passes. I mean, that's
yeah, he will.
You know,
if Mixon's out, you really want Perine, obviously.
Yeah.
You probably won't know that answer when your waivers run, but. Put in for him, especially if you're a Mixon owner.
Absolutely. If you're a Mixon owner, you should have already had him.
But, probably should have had him, yeah.
Yeah, looking
he's
here,
not a bad player.
Looking here at this week's dates here real quickly, or the games, I should say. Of course, on the byes this week are, where are they listed?
I thought there were none.
Oh, wait, there are no byes. Never mind.
Because of three Thanksgiving games.
Because of Thanksgiving games, yeah. Next week, we're back to byes. But, so you got Buffalo, Detroit. Obviously, your Buffalo defense is owned. Giants, Dallas. You're going to start Dallas. They're in every week starting. Yeah. You're not going to start New York against Dallas. New England at Minnesota. I guess you could stream either one of those defenses.
Yeah, we just kind of talked about that.
New England's probably highly owned already. Tampa is at Cleveland. Playing the Tampa defense at Cleveland?
Not playing the Browns, maybe Tampa, yeah.
Yeah. Cincinnati's at Tennessee. I kind of like both defenses in that game.
Both.
Although I don't like Tennessee's.
I prefer Cincinnati's.
I don't like Tennessee's as much as I like Cincinnati's.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Burrow's really playing well.
Although I do think Tennessee will get some sacks.
Probably.
They get some. You know, Simmons is back. Houston is at Miami. Miami might be the start of the week.
No, they are. Yeah, they're the stream of the week, yeah.
Without a doubt. Chicago is at the Jets. They could be high on that streamer list based on, you know, if Fields plays or not. Even if he does play.
Oh,
if he's not
Jets,
running
yeah.
as much because of the shoulder. And he has to stay in the pocket? Oh, look out.
I mean, Jets might be an every-week start everywhere.
Anyway. Yeah, they've been pretty good. Atlanta is at Washington. Is Washington startable this week?
I think so.
I think so, too.
I think that's one that's feasible that'll be out there and get you through.
Denver is at Carolina. Oh, baby.
Denver. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Against Sam Darnold. Oh, that's Christmas in November.
Yeah, that's good stuff there.
Baltimore is at Jacksonville.
I guess the Ravens, but
there's
going to
be some better options out there. We just rolled through six of them.
I prefer Washington to those two.
Yeah, I think so too. The Chargers are at Arizona. I don't know if I can start either one of those teams.
Yeah, I don't like either.
The Raiders are at Seattle. You can start Seattle this week, I think.
Maybe Seattle, not the Raiders ever.
Ever. The Rams are at Kansas City. Kansas City's startable.
I don't think Stafford plays.
I don't think he does either. Yeah, it's his second concussion in three weeks. He's not playing in that game. Their backup quarterback situation. This is what killed. Like Mason Rudolph.
In KC.
How could nobody want Mason Rudolph in this situation? Like, there's some garbage starting in games right now.
It's brutal. I mean, he's much better than what the Rams are playing with.
Yeah. The Saints are at San Francisco. Obviously, the 49ers are highly owned. You're not starting the Saints defense.
Right.
Green Bay is at Philadelphia. You got to start the Eagles.
No on the Packers.
Yeah,
anymore,
the Eagles defense is a must start every week. And then Pittsburgh and Indianapolis.
Both.
I think both are in play. Yeah.
Yeah. I think both are borderline every week starters, period.
Yeah, interesting.
Pretty decent matchups, yeah.
A lot of good. We should have some nice choices there when it comes to making our DFS lineup tomorrow for Sunday's games.
Yes, there's a lot to pick from.
One of those teams has to be cheap. One of those ones that we liked has to be pretty low on the—
Washington or Seattle.
Steelers might be.
Remember, like
the Steelers were low last week.
Steelers are always cheap.
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's not bad to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt, that's going to do it for our show today. How about
that?
There
we have it.
Yeah. Did you miss any of our show today? You can download full episodes of all of our SNR podcasts, shows such as The Drive, In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks, The Steelers Blitz with Wes and Motes, The Steelers Standard with Tom and Jacob, as well as many more. They're all available on the Steelers mobile app, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. For my partner, Matt Williamson, for Jacob Recht here on site, keeping us on the air, which we always appreciate. I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.